Back in 2002, with the war in Afghanistan still in its early stages, Osama bin Laden went into hiding. The al-Qaeda leader fled his home in Kandahar, leaving some of his possessions behind. The home was ransacked and then abandoned. Incredibly, more than 1,500 audio tapes, cassettes actually, were still inside. What happened to those tapes and what we can learn from them is captured in a new book by Flag Miller. It's called The Audacious Ascetic, What the Bin Laden Tapes Reveal About al-Qaeda.
The tapes were found by a local Afghan family in one of the rooms. They were untouched. They collected the tapes and offered them to, I think, a cousin of the family who ran a local Pashto pop song shop. And they were going to be used as blanks because that was the value of this collection for locals.
They were going to bulk erase all these tapes and just put pop songs on them?
That's right.
Wow.
That was the plan. And then a CNN stringer heard about this, took a cab right over to the studio and said, stop, you know, these may be of interest to a larger community.
Maybe.
And so CNN, you know, got a hold of them. They offered them to the FBI, CIA to review. Apparently, they declined stewardship, saying that they're mostly of historic value only and not about imminent security threats.
So, Flag, eventually you get the tapes. Why you?
My training had been in Yemen, Bin Laden's ancestral homeland. I'm a specialist in Arabic. I'd been actually focusing on audio tapes and their use in Yemen's case by poets and political singers as they, you know, tried to bring about progressive reform. So I just happened to be the right spot, the right time, and I began working on them in 2003.
And you are the only one to have listened to all of them?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So this is where it starts to get really interesting. The recordings include the famous Declaration of War Against the United States speech that bin Laden gave in 1996. But the full speech gives you a different view of all of his philosophies. At least that's what you found out. It even includes bin Laden reading poems. Let's have a taste of that.
أَبَيْنَا أَن نُقِرَّ الذُّلَّ فِينَا بِأَيِّ مَشِيئَةٍ عَمْرَ بْنَ هِنْدٍ.
All right, so there's a taste. I mean, we don't know what he's saying because it's in Arabic. You do, though. What does the full speech show that selections that the media have pulled out do not?
Yeah, the excerpt you heard is a poem, a very early Arab poem that talks about the disgrace of the king. And the poet would give shame no sanctuary among people, and he calls out the king for having betrayed his people and threatens him with a spear. The bulk of this speech, what's become known as the Declaration of War Against the United States, is actually an invective against Arab rulers themselves. So the larger story of how the United States and the West found a message that was about taking on the U.S. is, kind of remains to be told.
Yeah, then there are the mundane issues that bin Laden gets angry about, like his brother's purchase of 5,000 cases of Tabasco sauce. There are also musical selections on these tapes, like this song from Enrico Macias, Ouvre ta main et donne. So, Flag Miller, Ouvre ta main et donne, open your hand and give. What did you find interesting in this song, and did Osama bin Laden have a thing for French ballads? What's up with that?
We don't know whether bin Laden actually listened to this tape or any particular tape in the collection. What we do know is that all of these tapes were produced by Arab-Afghan listeners and circulated among folks who would have been in bin Laden's personal circles. And the fact that this French-Algerian Jew is singing on one of the tapes seems so bizarre. How could anyone associated with al-Qaeda want to listen to that? But the fact is, many of them had come into militancy, you know, from lifestyles that were completely opposite. And this tape is a complicated one. It features this French singer, but it also has got a Quranic supplication. It's a hodgepodge that I think reflects the ways in which al-Qaeda was not a coherent ideology. There was a lot of debate and a lot of people from different backgrounds who found bin Laden's own lifestyle and objectives not entirely their own.
Flag Miller has listened to the more than 1,500 cassette tapes once belonging to Osama bin Laden. He's the author of The Audacious Ascetic, What the Bin Laden Tapes Reveal About al-Qaeda. Flag Miller, thanks so much for your time.
Good to be here.